KSRN News, I'm John Scott. On the campaign trail, GOP Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Presidential nominee Donald Trump knows what it takes to effectively fight crime.
Donald Trump believes that we ought to make our law enforcement lives easier by closing down that southern border and getting the drug cartels out of our communities.
Vance speaking before supporters at a rally in Valdosta, Georgia this afternoon. In Chicago tonight, Kamala Harris will take center stage and accept her party's presidential nomination as the DNC will wrap up. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s third party presidential bid could be over by the end of the week. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
RFK Jr.'s campaign says Kennedy will speak Friday about his path forward amid growing speculation that he would drop out. Earlier this week, Kennedy's running mate openly discussed the possibility, saying the campaign was considering a move to join forces with Donald Trump to limit Kamala Harris's election chances. Here at the Democratic National Convention, Harris campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon told Politico she doesn't think it's really going to interfere with the race too much. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose modestly last week.
The Labor Department says jobless claims rose by 4,000 to 232,000 for the week ending August 17th. The four-week average of claims ticked down by 750 to 236,000. For the week ending August 10th, 1.86 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits, 4,000 more than the week before.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. On Wall Street, the Dow losing 193 points, the Nasdaq off 229. This is SRN News. Democrats are less likely to be Christians.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the party and has discovered that nearly half of them, 46%, identify as something other than Christian. Most of those people are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religious faith. Compare that to 82% of Republicans who identify as Christian. These rather stark numbers go a long way toward explaining the sharp differences between the two parties on social issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona voters will be able to decide in November whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitution. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that a 200,000-word summary that abortion advocates use to collect signatures for a ballot measure is valid, clearing the way for the issue to remain on the ballot. The Arizona Secretary of State's office recently certified more than 600,000 signatures. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A cooking up something new. Tayshia Stevens has the details.
The restaurant chain is launching its own streaming platform. Deadline reports the fast food company is working with several production companies to create family-friendly shows, including reality series. Chick-fil-A's chairman, Dan Cathy, is a majority owner of Trilith Studios, the largest production facility in the state of Georgia. And it looks to be a new trend. This past June, Starbucks launched Starbucks Studios. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A college town in Mississippi temporarily closed a street Wednesday. That's after a delivery truck dropped dozens of cases of beer. A spill happening in Oxford. That's home of the University of Mississippi. The Oxford Police Department asked drivers to avoid the area. The department posting on X, please use another route. And no, you cannot help come clean up. More details at SRNnews.com.